You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends, streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
Woo. NBA, NFL, it's game time. March Madness, BCS, it's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big, Les, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three.
Free.
Over and
free.
Under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Yo, what's happening? What's going on? Welcome, everybody, to Off Topic Sports. We've been on a hiatus, but we back in effect, baby, baby. Baby, thanks everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com and everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks to search us out in the podcast app. We appreciate that. We also love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. Man, the NFL is back in effect. Off Topic Sports is back in effect. It is game time, Big Les. That joint, that intro never gets old. Introducing my man, Big Les. He's in the building.
Yeah, boy. What's going on? It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. Everything, sports is about to really jump off. The NFL, college football.
Oh, yeah.
In about a month or so, the NBA is about to jump off. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. It's the perfect time to be back on the scene.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
The only problem with all this action is about to go down means summer is slowly coming to an end. And, you know, and you got to get ready for fall, which I love. I love that time of the year as well. But then it gets into winter and it gets gloomy and blah, 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 whatever. But we're not going to worry about that. We're not going to jump too far in the future. We're going to enjoy this while it lasts. Want to talk about a couple things, Big Les. I definitely want to talk about your Pittsburgh Steelers. It looked like it's going to be an up and down year for you guys, just judging by the first two games. I know it's way too early to be judging teams and things because there's a lot of, you know, injuries and things that happen to go into and teams got to regroup to get back on track. But right now, as of right now, Big Les, looks like your Pittsburgh Steelers might be on the roller coaster ride for the NFL season this year. The Panthers look like they might be world beaters right now. I mean, Sam Darnold leaves the Jets, and of course, we got to talk about the Jets. And if Donnie gets in today to see how he feel with Sam Darnold on his team for 4 years, and now comes to the Panthers and look like he might be running for the MVP. He looking real good. The Panthers looking real good, but I would just say pump your brakes. Are they for real? Now that defense for the Panthers, they look to be the truth. They look like they are the real deal. We'll see about that offense and how long they're going to be able to ride Christian McCaffrey. But you wear them out. You wear them out. You ain't gonna have them when it comes down to, you know, that time of the season. You got 17 games this year, so. It's you got to take your time with them. But we'll talk about that. And, of course, the Cowboys right now are leading in their game today against the who are they playing? I was just watching the game. The Chargers. The Chargers are easy to forget because they ain't nobody. They ain't never done nothing in their whole damn career.
It's kind of hard because they're not in San Diego anymore. So you
right.
All our life, they've been in San Diego.
In San Diego.
In L.A.
Right. But the Cowboys are leading at halftime right now, 14-11. And they mentioned something while I was watching that game, that there's never been an NFL history. I don't know if you saw it, Big Les, but they said they, you know how they do the little fun facts or fun stats or whatever. They said that there's never been in NFL history a 14-11 halftime deficit. I don't.
Right.
It's just hard to believe. I know 11 is a little odd, but never in the history of the NFL has there been a 14-11 halftime score. Golly. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I mean, I know there's been a lot of 14s, you know, but 11 is.
Right. And then you got to remember, it's been here for a while, but you know, the two-point conversions haven't really been in effect. And more teams are trying them now. So, yeah, the score, I could probably believe that.
Yeah. Well, that was just a little fun stats that they gave while I was watching the game that the Cowboys are winning. And also, I want to talk a little bit later on, if we can, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is the real deal. Your boy got his money, so kudos to him. But first, we want to thank everybody listening, of course, and our sponsors, definitely Trade and Travel Academy, Wine 49, and of course, Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Come through, tell them Big Woo sent you, and you will be able to get some discounts on your boy, because that's what I do for the people that listen to Big Woo Radio. Appreciate that. Again, 704-489-3316 is how you get in to talk about any of the topics that we got going on in the on the show today. We'll try to keep you up to date with some scores going on around the league. Those 4:30 games, a lot of them going to halftime right now. Some of them, you know, are coming back from halftime. I think the Cowboys are on their way back, ready to do some things. But it's a lot going on, so we'll get some scores. Real quick. Beginning of the third quarter, the Minnesota Vikings are up 30-24 on Arizona. Atlanta is down to Tampa Bay 28-10. Who didn't know that was going to happen? Dallas, of course, is up 14-11. They start in the third quarter. Halftime with Seattle and Tennessee 24-9. Tennessee is another team that's just what happened? I mean, again, it's way too early in the season, but man, Tennessee Titans, they was like on the verge of winning the Super Bowl. Now they collapsing. So early games, Carolina 26, New Orleans 7, Cincinnati goes down to Chicago 20-17, Cleveland 31-21 over Houston, the Rams and Indianapolis, Rams 27-24 over Indianapolis, Denver 22-13 over Jacksonville, Buffalo 35-0 over Miami, New England over the Jets 25-6, San Francisco 17, Philadelphia 11, Las Vegas Raiders 26, Pittsburgh Steelers 7. And we're going to get into that right now with my man Big Les, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know if anybody is level-headed about their team, you know, way different from us Cowboy fans, but if anybody is level-headed and honest and, you know, will tell it like they see it with their team, is you, Big Les. And so I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers at the first two games of the season. They win a game that I thought they was going to lose, and then they lose a game that I thought they were going to win, even though I did pick the Raiders in our little picking pool that we got. I did pick the Raiders to win because I just don't believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. How do you feel, Big Les, about your Pittsburgh Steelers at this point in the season?
I don't believe in them either. So, yeah, I mean, I
told you, keep it all the way real.
The defense is okay, but the defense is, you know, the defense can't continue to hold and the offense is not moving the ball. The offense has to take up, you know, like we used to could take long drives, you know, 70, 80 yards and control the ball with the running game or even with the passing game. It was years that our running game wasn't that good, but we still were able to control the football. We can't do that right now. And you're putting pressure on our defense. And when you can't move the ball, field position changes, and then other teams don't have to go as far to score. So I don't know. I know the offensive line sucks. I don't know what they're going to do to try to fix that. I mean, you can hide it a game or two. You may win a game. I think they hit it well in Buffalo. But once again, when I look at my team or other teams, I look at Kansas City. When you look at Kansas City, you know they're good. Mm-hmm, you look at Tampa Bay, you know they're good. There's no if and they can take the ball, drive it 10 yards, drive it 100 yards, they can get the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So I don't see that. I don't see any dominance in the Steelers right now. Now, you know, they may be able to change. And another thing, too, we need a quarterback. It's not that Ben can't throw the ball. He can't move in the pocket anymore. And so a lot of times when he's trying to extend plays, he can't do it because he's trying to get through that big old hole to get outside one. The old Ben can get through there.
Yeah.
The 38-year-old Ben, he ain't getting through there. So I think, you know, and the Steelers, they're not trying. Like, right now, the biggest thing I'm upset about is they're not even trying to get a quarterback. But here's my little two cent for the day. Aaron Rodgers is not probably going to come back to Green Bay. I think I heard he, you know, when he was growing up, he was a Steeler fan.
Wow.
Ben walks out, Aaron Rodgers comes in. I'm just saying, you heard it first from me if it goes down, baby. Check your resume if it goes down. You heard it first from me.
Right on. But, I mean, veteran from one veteran to another veteran. I mean, but still, I would think you would still want to get one in the draft. And Aaron Rodgers is not one to be like, yeah, I'll you know, get a kid ready to play in my spot. You know, he ain't never really been like that. And I think that's why he wanted to leave Green Bay. But Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, I mean, don't he still need weapons? I mean, y'all got Juju Smith-Schuster, one carry for three. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Juju Smith-Schuster, six receptions, 41 yards. But your guy, Deontay Johnson, 9 receptions, 105 yards, really showed out today. 12 targets for him, 9 targets for Claypool. And Najee Harris, Juju Smith-Schuster, 5 and 7 targets, respectfully. But is that going to be enough weapons for Aaron Rodgers if the defense is giving up, is making Derek Carr look like a world beater? I mean, Derek Carr, 28 for 37, 382 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked twice, but that defense is got to do better against quarterbacks like Derek Carr. Not to say Derek Carr is garbage, but, you know, you got to do better than that against Derek Carr. And Derek Carr's receivers, now he does have Henry Ruggs III, who had 5 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown. That dude looked like he's going to be really good. And then after that, you got Darren Waller, the tight end, Hunter Renfrow. He don't really have that many good wide receivers to where he should be looking that good against Pittsburgh. What do you say about the defense?
Well, to your first point, the Steelers don't have an offensive line. They got the weapon, but the offensive line is not what it used to be.
Wow.
As far as the defense is concerned, the Steelers, they made stops. Like, yeah, they did drive down the field, but the Steelers made stops. The problem is when the offense, this is my opinion, when the offense is going 3 and out, punting from the 20, punting from the 15, punting from the 30, and you give them the short side of the field or, you know, those things, you can't continue to think that the defense is going to hold up the first half. I think they only gave up, 9 points?
Right.
Maybe, was it 16 or 9? Might have been. But it wasn't a lot of points. Whereas if the offense would have driven down and controlled the clock, you may have taken a possession from them, you know, from scoring. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's not so much the defense, because you played Buffalo, they only gave up 10 points the whole game. So the defense is there.
Right, and if you go by quarter, the Raiders had 3 points in the first quarter, that's it. And then in 6 points in the second quarter, and 7 in the third, and 10 in the fourth, though. It was like at the end of the game, they just couldn't hold on, because, I mean, even the Steelers had 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So they were going – it was just they let it get too out of control, I guess, where they just couldn't stop them from each quarter like the Raiders were stopping the Steelers. You know, Steelers, first quarter, no points. Second quarter, 7 points. Third quarter, no points. Fourth quarter, 10 points. They gotta be more consistent throughout the game, I would think. What say you, Big Les?
And T.J. Watt was hurt. So, this ball, you know, so he got hurt. And then Alalua, I think that's his name, he got hurt. So that was 2 on the line who applied pressure that we lost. So that could make a factor, too, because you figure T.J. Watt is going to get a sack or two that may change the game.
Absolutely.
So that could have hurt their defense as well. So
absolutely.
I don't know how they're going to fix it. I do know, man, the ball control has got to be better.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I say ball control, you know, and Ben can't be throwing balls down, you know, get intercepted. You know, 15 years, 18 years in the league, you know, you just throw it away or take the sack.
Yep.
You know, because they scored on that interception. So, yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he did throw a pick. Yep. He's 1 touchdown pick. Ben Roethlisberger, 27 for 40, 295 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. So, a quarterback rating of 87, whereas Derek Carr's quarterback rating was 126. And that's you got to do better.
Bill has always been horrible against the pass, man.
I think Ben is passing too much, 40 times. I mean, you had your running back Najee Harris only had 10 carries, 38 yards. Man, you got to do better.
And they got to run the ball.
Yeah. And it's not like the Vegas was running the ball a lot. Peyton Barber, 13 carries, 32 yards. Yeah. All right, so we got a caller on the line. Or we got one of the hosts and chimed in, and it's 301 area code. I think that's JB. Is JB, that's you? Mr.
299? Yeah, it's me. What's going on, baby?
What's happening, JB? Mr. 299, long time no speak, brother. Welcome back.
Hey, ain't no thing. What it do?
Ain't nothing, man. We talking about them.
JB?
What's good, gentlemen?
Yeah, it's just me, you, and Big Les, JB. Me, you, and Big Les holding it down right now. But we were talking about the Steelers and how they may have an up and down season from looking, you know, pretty good. Which I didn't think. I watched the game with the Steelers. I didn't think they really looked that good. They got the win, but it was ugly to me. And today, they turn around and lose. Yeah, and lose this one. So, what's your thoughts on the Pittsburgh Steelers so far, JB?
I think seeing them play last week and then seeing some of the play this week, the offensive line has some issues. I don't know if Coach didn't talk about this or not, but I think, them letting Villanueva go and him going to Baltimore, I mean, he really didn't play that well at left tackle, and I think that they really didn't solidify that line to protect Ben Roethlisberger. Two, the defense, I think the defense may be better this year than they were last year, even though they went 11-0 last year, but it was a subpar 11-0 by Steelers standards. Would you agree with me, Coach?
Oh, yeah. I kept telling everybody all year that
you sure did. You sure did.
And at the end of the day, Juju Smith-Schuster, he really hasn't shown to emerge as a number one wide receiver, because if you watch most of the balls he catches smoke screens, quick slants, quick ends, and out routes. He's not running and catching the ball down the field and catching double teams like Antonio Brown is. So I think they made a good decision in not giving him all that money. Mm-hmm. But the young boy that they got behind Smith-Schuster, I think he's going to be the emerging guy. But Ben, I'm not even sure Ben going to be able to make it through a full season if they don't protect him better. Because he was under some duress today as well as last week.
Right.
He can't escape the pocket. That's what I said earlier. He cannot escape the pocket, but the Steelers have done nothing to try to solidify that quarterback position, because Randolph definitely is not the answer.
Yeah. Well, being 68 years old, he can't move like he used to. Being a big guy had quick feet in the pocket like Tom Brady, and Ben had some escapability, but now you could tell age is catching up with him. He hasn't taken care of his body like he should have over his career. And then I think the one thing about it, he slimmed down some, and you could see he got a little bit more oomph on the ball. But I think that when you watch Ben get under, when he's under duress, he's never been big on his mechanics.
Right.
So you can see him not having proper footwork and good mechanics. You can see some of the balls going into the ground. He's missing some guys that he should be missing on some comebacks at the ball and pass probably would have reached. And so I think they're going to have their hands full, because Baltimore has their issues with all of the I think they got 5 or 6 players out with torn ACL. Right now I'm really looking at Cleveland to be the team to emerge from the AFC North.
Okay, you heard it here first from JB, Mr. 299. JB, since I got you on the line, we got to talk about your San Francisco 49ers. Your boys are 2-0, 2 wins on the road to 2 teams that aren't really, Detroit last week, is the Eagles this week. We know them teams ain't really up to par. But still in all, there's 2 wins on the road. Jimmy Garoppolo today, 23 of 30, only 189 yards, but a touchdown. And you lost Raheem Mostert today. You had Elijah Mitchell come in, 17 carries, 42 yards. 17-11 win. What are your thoughts on your 49ers, JB?
I thought we lost Mostert last week. That's why the
was it Mostert last week? Okay, yeah. You're right.
We lost Mostert last week, but I think the one thing about the offense is that even with these young wide receivers, these guys have shown that they're pretty good at route running and they're fearless after they catch the ball.
Uh-huh.
The running game will be what the running game is going to be with Kyle Shanahan because right. he's so creative. My issue is Jimmy Garoppolo, can he be trusted later in the season?
Right.
And the defense, you know, since the coach left, the defensive coordinator left to go to become the head coach of the Jets. Mm-hmm. They don't have that same tenacity they had under him. And see, last week
right.
they allowed Detroit to get back in the game.
33 points, right? That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
They made some boneheaded mistakes, which I wasn't too impressed with. So it's still early. It's the first quarter of the season. We're really not going to see what our teams are until after that fourth game, because then they start to settle in to who they are. We get to see more of the playbook open up. But the one thing we really have to pay attention for the Niners is the back end of that defense, because right. them not bringing Richard Sherman back and then them having a couple of young guys back there. The front seven is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The back end of that defense is going to be suspect by means
yeah.
of if they don't get to the quarterback if they don't get to the quarterback fast, then those guys are going to be hung out to dry. And we've seen what they can do with man coverage, and they're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Now, they didn't give up a passing touchdown, but they gave up a lot of yards on two passes to Quaze Watkins, two receptions for 117 yards. So you go against a good team like that, and you let them get behind you, they're going to score most of the time. One dude with 117 yards on two passes, and Jalen Hurts only passed for 190 yards, and one guy got 117 of those yards on two passes.
Let's not overlook the Eagles. Even though the Eagles ended the year the way they did last year,
yeah,
I'm picking the Eagles to be ahead of the Dallas Cowboys this year.
Well, that's foolish. That's absolutely foolish.
Hold on,
go ahead. I want to hurry up because I want to bring past the fight on. Just go ahead, make your point.
Cowboys, but I'm gonna tell you something. The Cowboys are who we thought they were. Because when you look at it, even the last 25 years, and even if you go ahead and you look at the last four years when Dak has been the quarterback there, they have always found ways to lose the game. And the defense really haven't shown up when you look at how much talent they have on the defense. Mm-hmm. And then you go out and you draft these young guys that play cornerback, they should have went out and got a safety this year. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
You got Martin who's coming back to the offensive line, who's a future Hall of Famer, and you look at Martin and your other guy who plays left tackle. They haven't played a whole season in the last 4 years, and mm-hmm. they're getting older. They're not getting no younger.
Right.
And Zeke, it's kind of odd for Zeke. You know, everybody says he looks good this year. He's trimmed down. But you don't see a running back who's had, I think Zeke has had, what, 700 carries, 800 carries since he's been in the league. So Zeke has taken a pounding. You don't see running backs like Zeke come back and have 1,200, 1,300 yards rushing, and that's not going to happen anyway, considering you got three wide receivers. Who's going to be demanding the ball? So,
well, that's what I was going to say. What's going to come down to is the fact that Dak Prescott is looking very, very good so far, so good for Dak Prescott. Zeke is not what we need him. He's not. We don't need him like we used to. Let's put it that way. We don't need him. Dak is a more mature quarterback. He can get it done with his arm and his feet. But Zeke is a good decoy. You know, we don't need to use him as much as we did in the past. And I'm going to guarantee you that, because we did play very well without, you know, Zeke running the ball that good against the world champs in Tampa Bay. We gave them a run for their money. We should have won the game, but we didn't. But we gave them a run for their money on the road in Tampa Bay, and we played good. And so, we, you know, I don't think Zeke – is what we don't need him as much as we used to in for that running game, because now we use Pollard a lot. Pollard is a big part of our offense and our for the Cowboys. So we're not really worried about what how many Zeke rush for and how many yards he gets. It's going to come down to wins. And I think Let me bring Pastor Fight in right quick. Pastor Fight, come on in here, man. How you doing, brother?
What's going on? I'm doing well. Can I say something on the Cowboys? And you know, I'm not a Cowboys fan. Can I get a minute just to bring some context to the Cowboys problem?
Okay. Problem. Oh, okay. Okay, we got problems now.
Well,
okay.
Because right now, y'all tied in the game, y'all should be winning by 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Things happen. We on the road. We on the road, though. We on the road. Ain't no big deal.
Okay, that sounds like an excuse. But anyway, the truth of the matter is the Cowboys' problem is themselves. I mean, it's not the teams they play. It's not where they're going. They have one of the most talented teams in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, from defense to offense to skill players.
Don't say that. Don't start lying.
No, dead up. I mean,
they do. They ain't gonna lie.
All these guys, they don't perform. And the only thing I can come to a conclusion on why they don't perform is coaching. Because truth of the matter is, Dak Prescott against Tampa Bay threw the ball 58 times. 58 times he dropped back to throw the ball. You have bailed the defense out. You have not allowed that front four on Tampa Bay.
Defense still young. Still young. We just drafted a lot of these players.
18 times.
Yeah, the defense is still young. The verdict is still out on our defense. They're still young. We just drafted them, just like the Panthers. I go back to the Panthers, the season that they drafted nothing but defensive players. That's exactly what we done last year. We drafted nothing but defensive players because that's what we needed. That's okay. What we're the weakest. Now look at the Panthers a year removed. Look at that defense now. Okay, I think you're judging us way too early in two games that we played on the road against the world champions, and now we're playing the Chargers, who have a very capable quarterback in Herbert. So I don't know where you think we're supposed to be all this, you know, this is a game we should be winning. We're talking about the Los Angeles Chargers, who's got a very capable quarterback. So I don't get that whole thing. We're holding them to 14 points. Yeah, go ahead, JB.
Besides Martin, besides Amari Cooper and the young linebackers y'all just drafted out of Penn State this year, and that's another thing too. Your middle linebacker that came out of Notre Dame that they gave all that money to, he still looks lost in this defense. Mm. All right, so when Pastor Price say they got talent all the way across the board, they only got the Martin Cooper. Your rookie linebacker, that's your talent. They don't have any more talent. I mean, Dallas Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb ain't nothing? CeeDee Lamb ain't nothing?
They would be winning more games. And I agree with what he just said earlier. It is coaching. However, you got most of the same players there. Yeah, they've shuffled some players around on defense. But it comes down to the players now. They need to get out there and they got to make plays. And right now with Lawrence going down, hurting his foot this week in practice, you really don't have another dominant force on that defensive line.
So the way you're saying it, this is a game we should actually be losing or expected to lose, other than what Pastor Fight said, that we this is a game we're supposed to be winning. But that's not the case from what your argument. Okay. Well, that's you can do that. That's why they have betting, you know, venues and things like that, and point spreads and things of that nature. You can bet. You can say whatever you want to say. I think we're gonna win the game. But to go back to what Pastor Fike said about that, this is a game that we're supposed to be winning. I mean, we tied up. It's the third quarter. It's the end of the third quarter, but it's plenty of time.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. They find ways to lose games.
Okay. That's the Cowboys of old. We had Dak Prescott last year. We only had him 3 games last year, and we had him those 3 games. We was killing. The offense was killing it. Our defense just couldn't stop nobody.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Every year, the Cowboys are the old Cowboys. They're never the new Cowboys.
Y'all it's a new season every year. Every year is a new season, so it's a new team.
Y'all have never to this day showed anything. What has improved with Dallas in the last 5 years?
We signed.
Answer that question.
You ain't give me a chance. No, you ain't give me a chance to say nothing. You ain't give me a chance to say nothing. We got our quarterback back. We got a better quarterback. He asked me the question. Let me answer the question, Alan. I don't want to go no further than let me answer the question. What has improved? Okay. The question was, what has improved with the Cowboys in the past 5 years?
Right, and I'm not.
But you don't want me to mention talent. I don't know, so I don't.
Okay.
What has improved with any team in the past 5 years? If you don't mention talent, I don't get it. I can't answer the question. That's not an answerable question.
What I'm saying, okay, even if you say talent, y'all record hasn't improved. Y'all still fighting with Jerry Jones and letting him do what he wants to do in y'all locker room. There's nothing new that has ever changed with the Cowboys, and they keep getting the same result.
Well, and you know, coaches, we won a Super Bowl with Jerry Jones. We won a couple Super Bowls with Jerry Jones. So I don't know, you know, what Jerry supposed to do. He wants to change. I guess he's going to change. Whoa. He probably should change. Is he going to change? Probably not. Can we still win Super Bowls despite that? Yes, we can.
Them Super Bowls with Jimmy Johnson. Ever since Jimmy Johnson has left the Cowboys has not been the same. Even when Barry Switzer won that Super Bowl, he won it.
Guess who else ain't changed? Guess who else ain't changed?
But listen.
Guess who else ain't changed? Jerry Jones ain't changed from that Super Bowl era either. He's the same Jerry Jones.
Jerry fired himself as a GM, and him and Steven get away from the team. Because if you've seen Hard Knocks,
well, how come the Giants ain't winning? Is the owner, their owner doing the same thing he was doing? Why the Giants ain't winning? Why the 49ers ain't winning? They got. I'm just saying.
The 49ers has been in several Super Bowls, and they've had several 10, 12 win seasons.
Yeah.
When the last time have y'all seen 12 wins except when y'all was at home playing on Madden on TV or in the locker room?
What? We had 12 wins not too many, just a few years ago. We had 12 wins. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. Yeah, we had the best record in the NFL. So there. I mean, what you talking about, JB?
Prescott first season. You only lost, what, 2 games that
no,
year?
No, we ain't. But,
that
yeah,
first
but we ain't.
Rookie year?
That first, yeah, it's rookie year. Rookie year or second year, whatever. Well, I think we won 10 the next season.
I want to see Dak Prescott do well. I do. But the one thing overlook is that in his last 17 games prior to him getting all this money, he was 6-11. And all them yards that he threw for, they were garbage yards. They were playing from behind, and teams were playing prevent.
Okay. So you're saying Dak Prescott is not a good football player. He's not a good quarterback.
Hold on. Because
his record is 6-11 with a terrible defense, he ain't no good.
This is what I'm saying. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is this. What we do know, this is fact. Okay. In Dak's last 17 games, he was 6-11.
Okay.
All right? He had a completion percentage. He had a completion percentage barely over 70%. Okay, so now when you look at him getting all this money, don't you think that the expectation for him is going to be tremendous, especially since they went out and they drafted this other corner, this wide receiver from Alabama? So now when you look at the money that they've given him, that's another reason why Zeke won't be Zeke, and Zeke is going to be a menial player because he's not going to get the carries because he's sharing carries with Pollard, but. Dak's going to have to drop back 35, 40 times a game to spread that ball around.
If that's what we got to do to win.
As the year goes on, they're going to have to be able to run the ball. And you don't want to see Zeke be one of them players. If it's 1st and 10, he's going to get you 3. If it's 2nd and 2, he might get you 3. So if it's 3rd and 4,
Dak Prescott,
3.
Dak Prescott's numbers last week, 403 yards, 3 touchdowns. Huh?
Okay.
Tom Brady, 32 of 50, 379 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, let's look at it this way.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
What the Tampa Bay defense from that came from the Super Bowl? That defense was not the defense that we're accustomed to seeing in Tampa Bay.
Okay, so it's just Tampa Bay then. Okay.
Dak did play a hell of a game. Okay. Let's see where they are when it comes to later on in the season and when they got to make a push to win a division. Because I don't think they're going to win a division.
Right on. Okay. Dak Prescott, 15 of 19. Today, 169 yards, one pick.
And they just got tortured twice. If it wasn't for penalties.
I'm just saying, your boy doing his thing. He 30-something million dollars a year. You can't just be blaming Dak just because they losing. How about that defense?
I'm not blaming Dak.
They're not losing because of Dak.
I'm not blaming Dak. Absolutely not.
What I'm saying is this. When Dak threw for all of those yards last year, mm-hmm. He was throwing garbage yards. These were garbage yards they were picking up.
What? Last year, we were leading the games most of the games that he played. We were leading. We were winning. What do you mean garbage yards? I don't understand.
The year prior to that, when he was six and eleven.
Oh, okay.
He was 6-11 in his last 17 games.
You keep saying 6-11 like it's just him losing the games. I don't get it.
Okay.
Somebody else chime in here. Somebody else chime. Go ahead, Pastor Spike.
Okay.
You putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not.
So Eli Manning retired with a losing NFL record.
Right.
A losing NFL record. He won two Super Bowls by playing. Didn't win half of his games, but he won two Super Bowls, and they're still considering him a Hall of Famer.
Oh, they're going to put him in a Hall of Fame.
Most likely. Dak Prescott most likely will not get a Super Bowl. Most likely will finish with a better record as well as more passing yards.
Yep.
But most likely will be on the fence for Hall of Fame because he lacks rings.
Well, he's going to get the Super Bowl next year. I ain't worried about that. He's going to the Hall of Fame because he's going to get the Super Bowl next year. And he's going to be a Cowboy.
Because we're still in this year.
Well, he might win this year if the defense do right.
Cowboy fans.
Yeah, Dak going to the Super Bowl. He's going to be right there with everybody else with their ticket.
If grandma has.
This is the point I'm trying to make.
Make your point so we got to take a break. Go ahead and make your point.
His career is going to be predicated on the team. Not on his talent, on the team.
Exactly.
As a team, special teams and defense will always, right now, be Achilles heel. And plus, you can't win the game by throwing the ball 58 times. I'm sorry. You got to establish a running game to get the play action, to get those wide receivers open so them safeties can commit to the run.
Our best bet. If you don't sell
the safeties committing to the run, you're going to get double coverage over the top. On Lamb, on Cooper, on everybody else, and they won't be able to keep going deep. They just got an interception in the end zone too. Good defense.
You know what happens? You know what happens?
The receiver fail.
You know what happens when you start getting people watching you going deep and they looking for the deep ball? We just hand it off to Ezekiel Elliott or Tony Pollard and get running yards, establish that running game again. We got weapons. You're not just going to double team this one and double team that one and think we ain't going to run the ball. We're trying to run the ball. With defenses, what's going on right now is first. Hold on. These first two games, if y'all going by that on our whole season, y'all going to put that on our whole season, that this is going to happen all season long, you're not watching football. Because what happens is those defense, you come in, the game plan is stop Zeke Elliott, let Dak kill you. And so Dak start killing you. And now when you start, we can't let Dak kill us. Now Ezekiel Elliott, it's not going to happen this way all season long. You best believe that because the Cowboys are so amazing.
Yeah,
because the game plan, we got to go by the game. You got to go get what the defense gets you, and that's what the defense is doing. I think that's what the Cowboys are doing, and it's just so amazing. We got to take a break. This is my boy, Mr. Dark Eye, and Anitra. So amazing, just like them Cowboys. Let's go. We'll be right back. Off Topic Sports, Big Blue Radio.
Rock Hill. What up? So they call you the girly for God, right? I guess that makes me manly for God. You ready, girly? Let's go get it. About them good old days, hanging out on Stanley Stock Race, Ogden Road around the way. But I never knew you like I know now. Never knew that we would end up on this path that we on now. Yeah, it's about to go down. Can't believe we on now. They can hear our songs now, all across the world now. What a feeling that is, we celebrate these moments. You know we be on it. Live it up tomorrow, not promise to none of us. These blessings, God just keep on lining up. Out of all of his creations, he keeps his focus on us. No rush, we just trust the process. This is how we got here, no dealing with no nonsense. Yeah, cause God's timing is everything. I've been waiting patiently all of my life for bigger things. Yeah, but I never seen this coming. Even when he's doing nothing, God is always up to something so amazing.
Hey, what up, y'all? This is Mr. Dark Al from New Soul Music, and you're listening to Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7-8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Did y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is,
this is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is how you get in if you want to get in. Thanks everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out in the podcast app on your iPhone. We appreciate that. We also love it when you search us out on all of our social media and follow us and like us and all that stuff at Big Woo Radio on everything, man. All right, so we've been talking about the Steelers and the Cowboys, and want to get into some of that Panther talk here in a minute, because I want to see if the fellas think the Panthers are for real. They leave Sam Darnold, leave the Jets. You know, 4 year, not a good career in New York. Is it who he playing for? Who he playing with? Now he's at the Panthers in 2 games, and I don't want to, you know, beat my chest about my Panthers, but they are looking really, really good. How long will they be able to ride Christian McCaffrey through this season? You got to take the pressure off him. Let Sam Darnold throw the ball around the field. Get comfortable with that. That's what I'm thinking. If you want to get in, 704-489-3316. But let me give you some scores and updates. Some updates on some scores and highlights and around the NFL. All right, some quick updates, see what's going on with games that are almost, well, getting into the fourth quarter, I do believe. The fourth quarter, the Minnesota Vikings 33, Arizona Cardinals 31. That game is about 9 minutes left in that one game in the fourth quarter. Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Whoa, look at Atlanta trying to make a game out of it. 28-25, Tampa Bay leading by 3 with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Seattle 24, Tennessee 16, 14 minutes left in the fourth. And who else we got playing? I think that's all the live games. Of course, the Cowboys and the Chargers, 14 all with that game, 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Games that already went final: Washington over the Giants, 30-29. Who else we get? The Carolina 26-7 over the New Orleans Saints. Chicago 20-17 over Cincinnati. Cleveland beats Houston 31-21. The Rams 27-24 over Indianapolis. Denver 22-13 over Jacksonville. Buffalo 35-0 over Miami. New England 25-6 over the Jets. 17-11 San Francisco over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh goes down to the Las Vegas Raiders 26-17. You got your Monday night game with the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, and I don't think anybody would take the Detroit Lions over the Green Bay Packers, but who knows? Anything can happen. And there's a game tonight at 8:20, the Sunday night game. Kicks off at 8:20, and Baltimore is hosting Kansas City. That's going to be a good one. Good one to watch, so tune in for that. Cowboys score update. Cowboys just scored on a field goal. The 17-14 Cowboys lead right now. All right, fellas, I want to talk to y'all about the Carolina Panthers. 2 games in. And those 2 games in, and the Panthers have a tendency to do this sometimes. They'll get off to a good start, and then, you know, put it away. Or sometimes, you know, when Cam Newton was playing his first couple of years, they would get off to a slow start and do well at the end. So Sam Darnold moves from the Jets, and I think the Panthers got him at a right time. He's mature. He's starting to be comfortable. I guess he likes it here in Carolina. I think he likes the coaching staff and the players that he's playing with. Plus, he got, you know, Run CMC. You know, to check down to. And that's not a bad check down to Run CMC. So let's start with you, Pass the Fight. The Carolina Panthers, are they for real from what you have witnessed thus far?
Any defense that's able to slow down Alvin Kamara,
yeah,
is going to have a chance. Defense wins championships.
Mm.
And I'll be the first to admit I was a big critic of Matt Rhule and his hiring,
mm-hmm.
A college coach with no NFL experience.
Yep, I remember that.
Coming out of Baylor. And I was very critical. But what I can say, what they've done with that defense, they have really maximized free agents. They went the other teams and got some gems on defense through free agency that has really helped build that defense. Now, offensively, I think they can't ride Christian McCaffrey off season long. That's how he ends up getting hurt around about game six or seven every year. So they're going to have to establish a better passing game or more consistent passing game, even though today, you know, they really didn't – they got up early, they got up quick, and, you know, one thing I can say, Sam Darnold threw for 305 yards and two touchdowns with only one interception, and Jameis Winston played horrible. Is that a defensive problem that the Carolina Panthers caused him some problems that he didn't have last week when he threw five touchdowns? Or or is that Jameis Winston being Jameis Winston?
Right.
I guess that's the question.
And that's the question, right. That's the question, because Jameis Winston looked like he might be MVP in the first game of the season. Now, you know, one game.
Football, they picked him up. He got, after last week, he got picked up by 267%. Leagues all over were picking Jameis Winston up. I ain't pick him up.
No,
but everybody was picking him up.
You know what?
Yeah. You no touchdowns, comes, two picks. Go ahead, JB.
You know, when it comes to Jameis Winston, we have to remember he played in Tampa Bay, so he's still in the division. Jameis, even though Jameis has been with the Saints, we still know what he's good at and what he's not good at. So that's not like Jameis Winston came out there and he's changed 100%. He's done a complete 180. Teams still got a book out on him, and they know and see what he can do well in that offense and what he can't do versus Sean Payton's system versus Bruce Arians' system. Mm-hmm. So when you play in division games, that's like the Detroit game. Detroit, even though they've been a subpar team, they've always played Green Bay tough.
Right.
Unless, you know, those few games with Green Bay going in, they just wipe the floor with them. But it's a division game, and we know that these games are going to always be tough. So we just have to give Jameis some time to really settle in this offense. Yeah, will he be up and down?
Right.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Carolina, I'm still not sold on Matt Rule. I'm still not sold on him. I'm not, and it still bothers me that you had
on Matt Rule.
You had a lot of capable black coordinators and coaches out there that they could have interviewed that they never even interviewed.
Mm.
That's the problem I had. So,
right.
You know, the Rooney Rule has done nothing, because I can think of five black coordinators in the league right now that deserve head coaching jobs, and they were never even considered.
Yeah, yep. That is a problem in the NFL, and they need more consideration. That's for sure. Matt Rule, you know, I don't know why he, you know, why it was just so important to get him with the Panthers. I don't know what's the owner's name? I don't know if they it's Pepper, right? Or something like that. Anyway, the owner for the Panthers. I don't know if he's the buddies of Matt Rule, or they buddies, or they know somebody. You got to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody, or whatever the case may be. But that, you know, that I'm with you, JB. That's just some bull that nobody got interviewed for the Panthers. No black quarterback or coordinator got interviewed for the Panther job.
I think Jamie Foxx said it best on Any Given Sunday, Woo. It ain't racism, but it's placism.
Mm.
Because when you have a league that's 85% black, you could have more leader of men that's out there that can relate to these players.
Absolutely.
Than these other coaches out there. And we know that these coaches, that's a fraternity, you know.
Yeah.
And look at your boy in Dallas right now. You know what I'm saying? He brought in all the coaches with him that he's coached with before. You know what I'm saying? When he brought in Mike Nolan, who was horrific with that Dallas defense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So let's not act like we don't see what's going on, and
right.
yet we excuse it because we want to see our football and we want to root for our team.
Right.
But the people, the fans out here have to step up and start saying something, because even though these owners, they own the team and they spend their money how they want to spend it, you know what I'm saying? They are not giving these coaches a fair shot to go out here and be a
leader of men and see what they can do by with these franchises.
Yep, I hear you, JB. I'm all for it. Big Les, I want to ask you about the Panthers. On the Panther side of things, Christian McCaffrey, we talked about him being, you know, overworked. 24 carries, 72 yards, 5 receptions, 65 yards. Is that about where he needs to be, or is that too much? Do you think that'll wear him down too fast?
Well, it all depends on how well Sam Donaldson can move the football. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a new environment has done him well. Sometimes that's all you need to perform. But, yeah, it all depends on if Sam Donaldson can throw the ball and is successful doing it, McCaffrey doesn't have to carry the ball as much, but he's still a threat. Yeah. You know, definitely, like sure. I think somebody said earlier, you definitely need to run. I think Pastor said that you definitely need to run to set up the pass. But, you know, if he can be consistent around there, every game he doesn't have to get 100 yards. He just has to be efficient when he gets the ball.
Yeah.
And if he does that, then I think Carolina's offense would do very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they could use another main guy at receiver, I believe. It would help him even more because it looks like DJ Moore is going to be his go-to guy. DJ Moore with 8 receptions, 79 yards and a touchdown, 11 targets. So he's looking DJ Moore's way a lot. So maybe they do have something going on. Like Pastor Fight said, Sam Darnold threw 38 times, connected on 26, 305 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. I think that's sufficient. I think that will get it done as long as that defense keeps doing what they've been doing. And that's, you know, they shut down James Woods, somebody that had 5 touchdowns against Green Bay. Now, I mean, Green Bay's defense, I don't think is, you know, all that to be, you know, I don't think anybody's expecting Green Bay's defense to stop anybody too often. But he did throw for 5 touchdowns against that defense and 0 touchdowns against the Panthers defense. So if that defense do what it do, the Panthers can go pretty far with Christian McCaffrey and Sam Darnold. But I think the wide receiver, not having enough wide receivers, is going to be the problem. Go ahead, JB.
Green Bay's defense has been their issue, even last year in the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
And the year prior to that. They can't get off the field on third down. And then when you look at their red zone scoring percentage, that's where the problem lies. I mean, you got an MVP quarterback, you got a number one wide receiver who was ranked number one in the NFL, was ranked in the top three wide receivers in the NFL. So obviously the offense is putting up numbers. But yeah, the defense can't get off the field when it's time to get off the field in critical and critical down. So You have to look at that defense, and you have to wonder. You have to think. What's his name? What's the quarterback? Aaron Rodgers. You have to kind of listen to what he says too. They need some true talent on defense, and they need a solid pass rush.
Yep. I know I'm not going to be watching any sports tomorrow, anything about football. I'm not watching the NFL Network. I'm not watching ESPN because Tom Brady has thrown 5 touchdowns a day, and that's all I will hear. I am sick of it. I am so sick of it. Tom Brady can kiss my entire ass. I'm not watching nothing to do with sports tomorrow. I wanted to see, especially if my guys win, if my Cowboys pull this out today, I wanted to watch the highlights and all that stuff, but I'm not going to do it because every highlight is going to involve Tom Brady. Some kind of way they're going to put Tom Brady in it. Dak Prescott could throw for 5 touchdowns and they're going to say Tom Brady did the same thing and he's a Hall of Famer and he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's not going to matter what anybody else does today. It's going to come back to Tom Brady. I'm not doing that with them. Big Les, you got to coach him up before we get out of here?
I don't know if I really have a coach him up. I just have more so of a, I don't know, just some kind words, man. I just wanna talk about somebody's endurance who's been through a lot, man.
Okay.
But he's always, you know, he's been through a lot the last few years that I've known him. And man, he's always endured. He has a heavy heart, man, but he's very uplifting all the time. And I just wanna send a little shout out and love to JT, man.
Absolutely. That's all. Absolutely. No doubt.
I want to send a shout out to him. Big up to him. And
no doubt.
Anything he needs, man, he know he can count on us.
Oh, he know that for sure.
Hopefully, man, he can come through with that.
Absolutely, man. Well, I hear to that, man. Definitely. Thanks for doing that, Big Les. Appreciate it. I know he'll appreciate it once he listens back to the show. That's all we got. Anybody got any shout outs? Pacify, you got a shout out?
Man, just wanted to echo that same sentiment, man. JT and his family, the Thompson family, man, we here for him. I was honored to be one of the eulogists at the funeral, and you know, it's very emotional. I have a deep connection with that family, and mm-hmm. so much love to Miss May Ruth as well as Sherm. They're just fantastic people all the way around.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, JB, give you the last word, man.
Hey, yeah, hey, I echo those sentiments, man. Shout out to Mama T, you know, and JT, my brother, you know what I'm saying, as well as I want to give a shout out to my pops, too, man. My pops just lost his brother
this week.
And also my uncle brother, man, who had a heart attack this week. So hoping that, you know, my brother recovers well. My heart and prayers have been with JT and the fam, as well as my pop, man. And one more thing, too, man, feel good to be back with you guys, man. Let's talk in sports, especially football.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Coach, to Pastor Fight, Coach Les, you Big Woo. So, hey, man, we got a new season ahead of us, and we I look at it to be just as entertaining as ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Glad to have you guys back. Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing real quick, man. Y'all ain't doing nothing tonight on PBS. There's a special documentary about Muhammad Ali. It's called Bigger Than Boxing, Bigger Than Life, Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
It starts, it's an 8-part series. It premieres tonight, Sunday at 8 p.m.
PBS.
If you ain't doing nothing, man, definitely give it a look, man. The greatest whoever. Greatest to ever do it, man. And we just ain't talking about on the ring, man. He was the man.
The man, you know? Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Hey, wasn't Muhammad Ali the first one to come up with the Harlem Shake?
Sure did. Hey, they ain't, man, call it that, but
I ain't gonna let you talk about my dude like that.
I'm the greatest.
Oh, no. All right, that's enough. All right. Thanks everybody that joined us, man. Appreciate the guys coming back, and appreciate talking to y'all again. I can't wait to get Donnie and JT back in here and have everybody back all at one time, man. On behalf of my man Big Les, James JT Thompson, Donis Donnie Martin, Pastor Fight, JB Mr. 299, I'm Big Woo. It's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Later.
Peace.
It's game time.
NBA, NFL.
It's game time.
March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. We fact check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big Les, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three.
Free.
Over and
free.
Under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.